Today I'm going to be a little brief because I have a National Council meeting in 25 minutes, and beautiful weather here. This is like spring weather. Yesterday I was sitting outside. In fact, I even got a little bit of color from the sun, which was very enjoyable and very, very strong. It's unbelievable weather for February. And the week may be very, very busy for me with meetings before going off to India. So if somehow or another I can't do a podcast, then I will put up some backups from previous talks. Okay, this one is from, it's a question from Shilpa Karani, who's there in Belgrade in Serbia. And basically her question is, how do you please your spiritual master, Guru Parampara, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by preaching when you live in a place where you can't really do public preaching, you can't do Harinam book distribution, and so on? And my answer is that you can always preach. It doesn't have to be public. All of our activities of glorifying Krishna, whether they be to non-devotees or devotees, and even Srila Prabhupada's to the wall, is preaching. We just need to please Krishna by glorifying him, and that's what preaching is about. If you're in a place where legally you cannot do it publicly, then that's all right. You try and arrange some kind of personal, private type preaching. Just like I'm going out to Turkey, I have to go in there in civilian clothes, move around in civilian clothes, and we don't do Harinam, although, when first Anuragi, Devidasi went there and had her go out to preach on the main square downtown, which is, and there's more people walking around there than there are people in Budapest. It's a phenomenal, huge place. And immediately the police told her, you can't sell religious books unless you move on, we'll put you in jail. So it's not ready for that yet, although if it wants to go into the EU, that's what's going to have to happen. They're going to have to be able to allow people to preach about their religion openly. And same for Serbia. Serbia is also headed in that direction. But anyway, we find ourselves often in circumstances where we can't preach directly. When I first came to Hungary, it was also like that. I came in civilian clothes, but we had programs whereby word of mouth, news of that spread in the homes of people or rented apartments. They were just full. We couldn't... because there's so many people there. And from that, we are where we are right now. Programs we can always have. And whether they're direct, or talking about vegetarianism, or karma and reincarnation, lifestyle, yoga, anyway to bring people to hold the Bhagavad Gita in their hand, chanting mantras, chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and that will gradually transform their lives, and Krishna will allow things to go forward. And then, of course, preaching is not just about preaching to non-devotees. Preaching is about preaching to devotees. It's not that once you accept that Krishna is God and you chant Hare Krishna that one is no longer requires preaching, one no longer requires to learn, we require to hear and practice thereafter. And just like this morning I sent a letter off to Prema Moya, who's in charge of our education, and it was a letter from Srila Prabhupada dated 1973 to Doyaram and Nandarani. And, Dayananda and Nandarani. And Srila Prabhupada wrote there about Gurukula, and he said, yes, if you can educate our children and make them into Krishna-conscious devotees, then by that service alone, you'll go back home, back to Godhead. So educating our children, that's preaching. It's giving them Krishna consciousness. It's glorifying Krishna. And glorifying Krishna to anyone, to whomever we glorify Krishna. Even if we glorify Krishna to ourselves, that's also preaching. And sometimes the circumstances may be such that that's all we can do. Therefore, Prabhupada said, preach to the walls. So if we have the effort, if we have the desire, and we just try, we go in some particular direction, then wonderful things happen. Doors open. Krishna make things available because that's what Krishna wants. It's in his interest. And if we surrender to his will, then we become an instrument in Krishna's hands. And he just directs us. So let's do what we can. Make ourselves Krishna conscious. Make our children and our family Krishna conscious. And our friends. And whoever else. Amara Agya Guru. Whoever is in your desh. Who's ever in your desh. Who's ever in your nearest vicinity. Who's ever closest to you. Try and give him Krishna consciousness. And then leave the result up to Krishna. And enjoy the blessings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and go back home back to Godhead from that wonderful activity. Hare Krishna. We'll continue tomorrow.